Just after 20 past six, time to grab a word with the gadget detective, Fevzi Turcup's here with this week's technology stories. Fevzi, balloons helping to restore the web in hurricane-hit Puerto Rico. How are they doing that then?
I know. Well, this is Google's parent company called Alphabet, and they have this sort of division that comes up with weird and wacky ideas, some of which may become practical in the future and many of which are not. And they've been playing with this idea for a while of providing internet services to areas on the ground using effectively these large balloons and a network of the balloons that can signal down to the ground and communicate with each other across the ground. So what they've done is they've sent these to Puerto Rico, where obviously they've been hit by a hurricane, and in addition to their electricity going down, they've also lost internet and mobile phone access, which is, you know, fairly dramatic. So mobile phones and smartphones can be charged using solar and other means, but there still has to be a network. So what they've done is they've launched all these balloons over Puerto Rico, and they are now providing mobile phone and therefore, you know, 4G internet access as well. Some of it may be better than I get in my house, frankly. it's hard to say. So, and it's really clever because the problem with balloons is they tend to blow around, you know, and they have they're using sort of artificial intelligence learning programs where the weather balloons learn the weather systems and learn the best way to keep their balloons over Puerto Rico as they can, and as time goes by, the machines are learning more and more about how to do this. So it is interesting. It's we've seen, because when this idea was first, if you pardon me for saying so, when it was first floated, you know, people laughed at it, frankly, and thought it was, you know, just some zany idea. But it seems to be doing some real good here. Now, obviously, things like water supply and food and, you know, disease control are important, but so is communication, you know, for all sorts of good reasons. And, you know, well done to Alphabet for doing this, frankly.
Yeah, it's a great and obvious solution. In the, like you say, it seems a bit zany, but actually, when you stop and think about it, it actually makes a hell of a lot of sense. Yeah. What about mobile companies then overcharging customers after their contracts end? It's a bit of a murky world here.
Makes me angry, this one, actually, because so when we take out a mobile phone contract, we agree we'll pay a certain amount every month or 18 months or 2 years, but with the exception of O2, that amount isn't broken down into its constituent parts. And in effect, within that, if you've got your smartphone as part of the contract, within that, you know, however many pounds a month that you're paying, is effectively an embedded HP agreement, a hire purchase agreement, where you're part of what you pay is an installment repaying the cost of the phone. Part of it is the interest on it, and the rest of it is for the service, the minutes and the data and so forth that you get as part of the contract. But that's, with the exception of O2, that's never split out for you. So when you get to the end of your contract term, let's say 18 months, if you do nothing, they will continue to charge you the same amount. That is to say, they'll charge you not only for the service, which is often the smaller amount of the total, but they'll also charge you for effectively repayments on the phone and the interest and all the rest, even though by then you've paid off the phone.
You've paid it off, yeah.
But they don't want to separate it out, because people will see it and people will demand that the amount drops. Now, the government's saying, you know, that they should you know, make it clear to people when their contracts end and so forth. I think they should do more than that. What they should do is automatically drop the price after the term completes by the amount, and they should separate it out and people should see what they're paying. By far the best way in general of buying a mobile phone is to, if you can afford it, and I know that not everyone can, is to buy the phone outright, you know, and then just get what's called a SIM-only contract. In other words, you have a SIM card and you're just paying for the service because the phone has been purchased separately and there are no interest payments. Often, even, you know, and I can't give financial advice, but people have often found that even borrowing money separately to buy the phone outright can work out cheaper and also simpler, because the contracts are complex and they take advantage of the fact that, you know, something like a third of people don't switch immediately at the end of their contract and don't get that price reduced or, you know, switch to another provider.
I'm surprised the Office of Fair Trading and equally Ofcom are not all over this, if there is a hint of sharp practice going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think there has to be Well, I think, you know, I'll say, I think there is some sharp practice going on. But, you know, they can defend themselves, and they have done, and they've, you know, I don't see a good excuse for it, but I'm sure they'll make one. But my personal view is that this is not right. These sorts of effective these contracts are ubiquitous. Almost all of us have a mobile phone, and many of those are on contracts. And it is complicated. If you've ever read a mobile phone contract from front to back, you lose a will to live.
Then you're dead right.
They're not easy to do, you know. And the mobile phone companies are not, you know, easy to get a straight answer out of, you know. And therefore, one of the ways of simplifying your life is to buy the thing outright if you can, you know, because it's just simpler, cheaper, and you don't have to worry about getting, you know, ripped off to quite the same extent. But, you know, it's also buyer beware. They do tell you at the outset when your contract comes to fruition. So, you know, make a diary note that 2 or 3 weeks beforehand that you will give them a call, see what the best deal they can offer you is, and then compare it. And, you know, if you don't need another phone, then, you know, just get a cheaper contract, because then you can go SIM only.
Fevzy, give us your gadget of the week. You've got a minute to tell us all about your Freeview Play Recorder.
Gadget of the week in a minute is ample, frankly. Humax FVP5000T. It's a Freeview Play Recorder. It's a box that attaches to your TV and your internet and your antenna, and it allows you to record up to 4 programs at a time whilst watching a 5th program. You can watch it via Freeview, but you can also do smart recording. So if you miss a program, you can go back in the TV guide and record it 1 week in up to 1 week after the event. It's also clever in that if you've asked for 2 programs to be recorded and they clash and it can't record both at the same time, it looks for the same program to be repeated later on and records it then.
That's clever. That is clever.
Yeah, it is. I mean, some nice touches. It attaches to the internet, so you can, you know, hook it up to other services such as Netflix and YouTube and internet-based services as well. So it's this nice combination of internet-based TV programs and free-to-air programs via the Freeview Play service. You can use your smartphone as a controller for it. It's actually a very nice device, and you can even attach other things to it, like cameras or multi-room setups by buying additional hardware for this. 2 versions of it: 1 terabyte, which will record up to 500 hours of TV, or five.
Come on, are you ever going to watch 500 hours of TV?
Yeah, but it depends. If you up the quality, then it's less than 500 hours. But or half a terabyte, also known as 500 gigabytes. Prices are about $229 for the 500 gig version, and $259. So I'd say that if you can afford the extra £30, it's better value for money, because it doubles the capacity.
Amazing. Fevzy, great to talk to you as ever. Thanks for that, sharing that insight into the tech world. Our gadget detectives. Do check him out on Twitter, Fevzy Turkalp. It's BBC Radio Oxford. It's 6:30.